Get breakfasts, lunches and snacks in the private leafy courtyard with great tea, coffee and juices of your choice, all served by courteous and friendly staff. Yes, the Grapefruit Cafe with the 100-year-old grapefruit tree. It's right next door to the very post office. Open 7 days, and before leaving, check out the large range of unusual gifts through the archway in Neem Organics. You'll be delighted by the experience.
Yes, you will indeed be delighted. Do you want a seat now? The tree is about 20-odd feet high, and there's just a mass of grapefruit. They're not exactly ripened yet, but they're big and they're green and there's hundreds of them. So you just go down there, sit under the tree and get the thrill of one dropping on your skull. Yeah, great. I know I'm a sadist, but you'll really have a good time down there. Right, that was the Corries. Well, you know what they sang. Dumbarton Norwood from the Poetry Kid and the Bricky Song. That Bricky Song was for that guy up there at Cherangon. And the phone's been ringing madly here. Yes, 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 we're getting requests, but we can't play them this week. We'll have to play them next week and the week after. Let's listen to Andy Stewart.
He promised me the best joker horse that ever I clapped in upon. When I arrived at the fermier, there was naught but skin and bane. Hey, linton addy, turin addy, linton addy, turin addy, linton lower and lower and lower in the bar and yards of delicate. The old black horse sits on his rump, the old grey mare lies on her wame. Muckle lads a hip and crack, the winner eyes at the yoking time. Beg McPherson, Max Mabrose, and her and me would can agree. First the moat and sign the canoe, and may the tether jelp a bree. Linton addy, turin addy, linton addy, turin addy. Hey, linton lower and lower and lower in the bar and yards of delicate. Fan again to the kirk on a Sunday, money's the bonny lass I see. Sitting by her mammy's side and winking her the fuse at me. Some can drink and they get drunk and some can fecht and they get slain. I can kiss another man's lass and I be welcome till my Linton addy, turin addy, linton addy, turin addy. Linton lower and lower and lower in the bar and yards of delicate. Ma Connell knew is near Brantoot, the snodder's fairly on the wane. Farewell, farewell, ye barren years, you'll never catch me here again. Hey, linton addy, turin addy, linton addy, turin addy. Hey, linton lower and lower and lower in the barren years of Delgate. Linton addy, turin addy, linton addy, turin addy. The barren yards o' Delgate.
Seen the old man in the closed down market kicking up the papers in his well-worn shoes. In his eyes you'll see no pride, hands held loosely by his side. Yesterday's papers telling yesterday's news. How can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand, lead you through the streets of London, I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading like the metal ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero in a world that doesn't care. How can you tell me you're lonely and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. How can you tell me you're lonely?
One day as I was walking in bonnie Aberdeen, I saw the gardens marching and tartans gay and green. Beside me stood a lassie, nae higher than my knee. And as the lads get swinging by, the lassie said to me, "Here stay the gardens, the lads is staunching through. Now if I'd been a laddie, I'd have been a garden too. But seeing that I'm a lassie, I must lead a lassie's life. There's one thing I'm determined on, is being a garden's wife. Years roll onward, it might be 8 or 10. I found myself in yon silver city once again. And there I saw that lassie, grown up and full of charm. She murmured as she passed me on a gallant garden's arm. Here stay the gardens, the lads is staunching true. Now if I'd been a laddie, I'd have been a garden too. But seeing that I'm a lassie, I must lead a lassie life. There's one thing I'm determined on, is being a garden's wife. We all went to the wedding, and it was a grand affair. And the stork's been twice to see them since, and each time brought a pair. And in the Duffy Park now, you'll see them as you go. 1, 2, 3, 4 bonny lassies sitting in a row singing, "Here stay the gardens, the lads is staunching true. Now if I'd been a laddie, I'd have been a garden too. But seeing that I'm a lassie, I must lead a lassie's life. There's one thing I'm determined on, is being a garden's wife."
Okay, that was Andy Stewart with "Here Stay the Gardens." And before that we had that. You know, I forgot what we had before that. "Here's to the Gardens," and I know that one. "The Barnyards of Delgaty." Ah, yes. "And the Streets of London." Did you notice that as he was singing that one, "The Streets of London," he included a little bit of the Cockney accent there? I never noticed that before. I've played it quite often, but it's the first time I've noticed it. See, I pay attention. Right. Here we'll have a next couple of tracks from a CD. It is called... Wait a minute to get the proper title. I don't want to go. It's called "Scots Women" and "The Celtic Connection 2001. Now, this is a CD that was made a special one. All the ladies that sing in Scotland, like, you know, they've got all these folk groups and all the folk singers, especially the ladies, they're all stars in their own right. They got together and did this one, and it's very good. But they did about, what, one, two, three, about 12, 14, well, it's actually two CDs. They did about 18 of the solos, and then the other ones have got the singing as groups, like the Lich Bob Lassie. I played that last week, that's a beauty. But now let's listen to another two. This one's called The Twa Brothers by Sheila, and that'll be followed by The Good Looking Widow. That's Anne and Alison and Elizabeth and Heather, Maureen, Gordiana, Brian, Wood of Brian's a ringing. And here's another one, Anne Duncan. Right, let's listen to The Twa Brothers and The Good Looking Widow.
Two pretty boys who were going to the school, and one evening coming home, said William to John, "Can you throw a stone, or can you play at a ball, or can you play at a ball?" Said William to John, "I cannot throw a stone, nor little can I play at a ball. But if you come down to yon merry green wood, I'll try you a wrestling fall. I'll try you a wrestling fall." So they come down to yon merry green woods, beneath the spreading moon, and the little penknife slipped out of William's pocket and gave Johnny's a deadly wound, and gave Johnny's a deadly wound. Oh, you take off your white holland shirt and tear it from gore to gore, and you'll bind my deadly wounds, and they will bleed no more, and they will bleed no more. So he took off his white holland shirt, and he tore it from gore to gore, and he did bind his deadly wounds, but they bled 10 times more and more, for they bled 10 times more. Oh, what will I tell to your sister dear, this night when I go home? You can tell her I'm away till London school, and the good scholar I'll come home, and the good scholar I'll come home. And what will I tell to your sweetheart dear, this night when I go home? You can tell him I am dead and in grave laid, and the grass is growing green, and the grass is growing green. And what will I tell to your father dear, this night when I go home? You can tell him I am dead and in grave laid, and the grass is growing green, and the grass is growing green. And what will I tell to you? stepmother dear. This night when I go home, you can tell her I am dead and am gravely. For she prayed I might never come home. For she prayed I might never come home. Thank you.
I'm a good-looking widow. They wonder you stare up at four men already. As soon as you're there, I'll call for another. My heart to discern, but I'll get number five in the morning. And you can, I'm good-looking, I'm handsome and broad. And though I'm a widow, that's Nathan Nabor. And if somebody laddie would turn me away, then I'll be his bride in the morning. And the first man I had was a tailor called John. He was a toff and a swell and a don. He'd a wart on his neck, what he's collar gaed on, that he used for a stud in the morning. And you ken I'm good looking, and handsome and braw. And though I'm a widow, that's Nathan the poor. And if somebody laddie would turn me away, then I'll be his bride in the morning. And the next man I had was a baker to trade. He was a loafer, very low bred. And there met a man half safe under his bed, for he would ne'er rise in the morning. And you ken I'm good looking, and handsome and braw. And though I'm a widow, that's Nathan the poor. And if somebody laddie would turn me away, then I'll be his bride in the morning. Number three, which was he? He was a man, he was some fond of me, but mair fond o' dram. Say, her married life didn't last very long, for he was still drunk in the morning. And ye ken I'm good-looking, and handsome and braw. And though I'm a widow, that's Nathan the poor. And if somebody laddie would turn me away, then I'll be his bride in the morning. And the last man I had, a night watchman was he. He slept all day and son never with me. I was just as well single, I wish he would do. Then I'll get number five in the morning. And you can, I'm good-looking, and handsome and braw. And though I'm a widow, that's Nathan the poor. And if somebody laddie would chant me a war, then I'll be his bride in the morning. barely dead me get. Send what's not a need your paper. Oh, it is my mantle and my gun. Let was I to let them do. Sorry was I to crave all them. So I let them on me play.
Time you're in Berry, call into the Grapefruit Cafe for wonderful, freshly prepared gourmet food. Enjoy breakfasts, lunches and snacks in the private leafy courtyard with great tea, coffee and juices of your choice, all served by courteous and friendly staff. Yes, the Grapefruit Cafe with the 100-year-old grapefruit tree. It's right next door to the very post office. Open 7 days, and before leaving, check out the large range of unusual gifts through the archway in Neem Organics. You'll be delighted by the experience.
Yeah, that was another one for the grape tree. Oh, I can't help it. I just love that place. Well, that was the wonderful group of Scots women. And by the way, I think, I'm not quite certain, but almost certain that this CD was cut for charity, some charitable organisation. And they went on tour after that, went all over America, Canada, Europe. And thanks to Ian Green of Green Tracks Records, he sent me this over, plus a few others. He does that quite often, as a matter of fact, sends me over some wonderful music. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM here at South Nowra, broadcasting over 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. The telephone number, 44-22-1700. And if you want to get us on email, well, it's UU@shoalhaven.net.au. I'll repeat that. UU, or one word, at shoalhaven.net.au. Yes, we're on the internet now. We're getting feedback from all around the world. Yep, not only for the Scottish programme, but for every programme we put on air. Right, how about I've never played this one. I keep chopping my words here. I'm just excited. Yeah. I haven't played this one. At least I don't think I have. Maybe I have. But it's called Bag of Cats. Yeah, Bag or Cats. So I'm about to play one just to find out what it's like. Here it is, called The Raven. Sorry, it's called Rain Stick. That then will have the raven. Thank you. How about that? That was the Raven. Before that, we had Rain Stick by the Bag o' Cats. Well, it didn't sound like a bag of cats, did it? No, it sounded good. And that again was another one from Green Tracks Recordings. They're over in Scotland, by the way, folks, just in case you didn't know. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM. Telephone numbers 442-1700. 442-1700. I'd like to dedicate these next two tracks to my pal, Oor Willy. Yes, Oor Willy is waiting to go into the hospital to have an operation. So I'm probably sitting at home doing his knitting or something, or his crocheting. Yep. I'm only kidding. Some people take it hard, you know. Here's Rita McNeil with Home I'll Be.
Oh,
swear to God, if I ever see the sun, or for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind. I never again will go down underground. At the age of 16 years, all before I was with the spirits, who vowed that never see another.
Wonderful Rita McNeil, and that was for Pop Bully. I think I'll play him another one. Yeah, why not? Bugger the expense. Willie, this is from all your listeners, pal.
The waves out on the ocean.
of the motion, thinking of you, thinking of you. Thinking of you keeps me remembering. Love is a road, it's never ending. Hearts can be broken, they can be mended. Life it goes on, whatever we do. I can hear the rain of falling. I can feel the warm sun too. I have been inside the rainbow, dreaming of you, dreaming of you. Thinking of you keeps me remembering. Love is a road.